to the John Tesh Radio Show on KYUN Haley Burley Twin Falls,
a locally owned radio station.
Today's best country and the legends.
Today's best country and the legends.
106.7 The Canyon.
If you'd like to be happier, more intelligent, and just plain entertained, well, you've come to the right place. All you got to do is put your brain in gear, open your mind, and we'll take care of the rest with the stuff we call Intelligence for Your Life. My name is John Tesh. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk double dipping. George Costanza on Seinfeld offended his fellow partygoers by dunking his chip in the dip, taking a bite, and dunking it again. Double dipping. But is it more than a party foul? Is it a health hazard? A study has been done. We will share the details. Then, I have a few truths about men that they wish women knew. Like, men want to be babied, but they also want to be the protector. They'll work hard without complaining, but want a parade in their honor for taking out the trash. Also this hour, I have the anatomy of your next doctor's appointment and how to maximize it. Start out by bringing your own magazine for your 20-minute wait and come up with a list of questions. I'm going to tell you why. Let's get started.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Music and intelligence for your life.
106.7 The Canyon. We're not going to be able to come with you to your next doctor's appointment. We're not going to be able to be there in person, so let's be there in spirit. Here we go with some intelligence on how to make the most of your next doctor's visit. We got this from several medical experts interviewed by Rodale Publishing. Let's start with the waiting room, shall we? Plan to spend about 20 minutes there. That's the average amount of time you'll spend in a germ-filled waiting room, according to the American Medical Association. Now, since cold germs can linger for 24 hours plus on hard surfaces, bring your own pen and bring your own magazine. While you know that touching your mouth with a contaminated hand can spread gastrointestinal viruses, head and chest cold viruses can enter through membranes in your eyes and nose. So if you touch any surface, don't rub your eyes or scratch your nose until you've treated your hands with a gel sanitizer. All right, once your name is called by the receptionist, you're going to have 18 seconds to talk to the doctor and explain your symptoms before the doctor interrupts you. That's according to the Annals of Internal Medicine. That interruption often causes the patient to get flustered and forget other reasons for their visit. This is according to Dr. Deborah Roter from the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Dr. Roter says you should make sure you write down all your symptoms and questions before you get to the doctor's office or in those 20 minutes in the waiting room so you don't get thrown off track, and include details like how long you've had the symptoms and how severe they really are. All in all, you're going to get 7 minutes with the doctor on average. If he's a man, you'll get 9 minutes with a female doctor. A Johns Hopkins study found that not only are visits with female doctors longer, but patients of both genders feel more comfortable sharing their medical information with a female doctor. If you need more attention than that, then talk to a nurse. Dutch researchers recently found no difference in patient health outcomes when nurses replace doctors in primary care settings. Nurses also provided longer consultations. So make sure you describe all your symptoms to the nurse taking your vitals instead of saving all the important stuff for the doc.
Music and intelligence for your life.
The new 106.7, The Canyon. You know what double dipping is, right? It was first brought to light in a Seinfeld episode in which George Costanza was chastised by a fellow partygoer for dunking a chip into some dip, biting it, then dunking it again. Remember? But now, double dipping has become the focus of a New York Times article looking at a new study conducted by Clemson University that will be published in the Journal of Food Safety. In other words, double dipping is more than just a party foul. Now it's a full-fledged issue. Think back to the Super Bowl party you attended. Were there communal bowls of dip, a vat of onion dip that everybody was standing around dunking in? Then you probably consumed more germs from your fellow partygoers than you care to know about. Paul Dawson is a professor of microbiology at Clemson. He says when he first looked into double dipping, he expected to find little to no microbial transfer from mouth to chip to dip. But the results surprised him. His team of students were instructed to take a bite of a wheat cracker, dunk it in the dip for 3 seconds. Then they repeated the process with new crackers, doing between 3 and 6 double dips per dip sample. The samples tested were salsa, cheese dip, onion dip, and chocolate syrup. And on average, the research found that 10,000 bacteria had transferred from the eater's mouth to the dip. And since each dunk in the dip picks up about 1 to 2 grams of dip, about 50 to 100 bacteria were transferred back to the eater's mouth from the dip with every bite. And the type of dip made a difference, too. The runnier the dip, like salsa, which is liquidy, more bacteria was spread. Whereas a thicker dip, like the cheese dip or onion dip, more dip stuck to the chip, so fewer bacteria were left behind in the bowl. Here's the bottom line on double dipping, and I think you already got this. Professor Dawson says, look at it this way. Before you dunk your chip in the dip at a party, look around and ask yourself, would I be willing to kiss everyone here on the mouth? Because you could be sharing saliva with everybody there.
Help us put intelligence for your life on the bestseller list.
Order a copy today at Tesh.com.
Music and intelligence for your life.
106.7 The Canyon.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back. Yeah, roll on.
Today's best country.
They thought of everything.
And the legends.
Big cities and little towns.
The new 106.7
The best.
The Canyon.